Yeah, this is a little story about lawyers. I have a thing for lawyers, and I know there are a lot of good people in that profession.
What do you mean by that? You have a thing about lawyers?
Well, I believe that 99% of lawyers give the rest of them a bad name. Is what I think about lawyers.
Let me do the math there. Yeah, okay.
So anyway, I had a customer, and he was a lawyer. I'll call him John. And he'd come in a restaurant all the time. He was there like 4 or 5 days a week. So a friend of mine had gotten himself into some trouble. So anyway, I said, well, let me call John. I'll find out. So I called John, and I said, listen, my friends, this, that, and the other thing, and what should he do? You know. So we were on the phone for about 15, 20 minutes. I thank him. We hang up. About 3 days later, I get a letter from his office, and it's a bill for $80. For legal consultation. I'm like, what? You know? So I'm stewing a little bit, right? I call him up and I said, John, I gotta tell you, man, I'm a little shocked about the bill.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I said, well, you sent me a bill. I thought we were just two buddies talking on the phone about a friend, you know? Tom, you know, I'm in my office. It's billable hours. I can't give this away for free. It's how I make my living. The whole thing. I'm like, oh, okay. And I sent the check off $80. Uh-huh. But it was like a low-grade fever for me. You know, every time I saw him, I was a little annoyed, but I didn't say anything because he's a customer, right?
Stuck with you?
Yeah, really. It was in the craw thing. Yeah. It was in the craw. Right? So there is a God, because about 6 months later, I get a phone call from John. He says, Tom, you know, my wife and I were having a bunch of family over, and she's freaking out. Is there any kind of thing you can give her, some recipes maybe she can make? It's easier. I would be delighted to do that.
He didn't see this coming, did he?
Oh, not at all, right? So I'm on the phone with him for about 20 minutes. I tell him what to do, this, that, and the other thing. I was on the typewriter before I hung up the phone, you know, the computer typing the bill up, right? I run to the post office, right? Off it goes, right? And I go back to the restaurant waiting for the call, which I knew would come in, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, the call comes, right? Tom, yeah, it's John. Hi, John, what's up? He says, you're kidding with the bill, right? What do you mean? You sent me a bill for $80 for talking to me about food?
Yeah.
So you sent me a bill for $80 talking about law? Because I was in my office. I'm a lawyer. I was in my kitchen. I'm a chef. You know, I don't see the difference here. I said, I got to tell you something, John. I was a little miffed about the bill. And the bottom line is, you taught me something that's important. You taught me that time is worth something. It's probably why I'll die broke.
Right.
You know, I'm late to the party. But, you know, I thank you for the lesson. And I'm hoping that you're going to pay the bill in the same timely manner that I paid mine. So he hung up the phone, and I never saw him. He never came in. Now, to his credit, he did mail me the check.
You got the money.
But I showed him. You know, I took a guy who was spending probably $1,000 a month in my restaurant, and I took him out for $80.
That a boy.
I'd do it again tomorrow.